Hello?
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Tell me now your feeling about this statement.
With some modifications, and by the way, you can insert a reference to the departure of the Secretary General of the OAS for the Dominican Republic to the, he's leaving at 7 o'clock. I don't see anything wrong with it, and if you would like to say something, we haven't for about 24 hours, I see no objection to it. I wouldn't build up the communist issue unduly at this point.
Well, does your statement do that? What they've been asking me for 2 days, don't we have a bit of a concern? Don't we know that they have a problem? What is this stuff that Dirksen and all the rest of them said? And
well,
I don't think we build it up, but I think we just admit that...
No, well, part of this, Mr. President, is a matter of language. I don't know how the language now reads that you have in front of you.
Meanwhile, there are significant and disturbing signs that revolutionary aims are being perverted. People trained outside the Dominican Republic are seeking to gain control over the rebel movement. Thus, the legitimate aspirations of the Dominican people for progress and for democracy and for social justice are threatened. The principles of the inter-American system which support these aspirations are being menaced by dangerous elements. The inter-American system and its principles, well, that's the whole paragraph.
Yeah, that's all right.
I see nothing wrong with it.
No,
opposed it to me, but Mac Bundy said you said it had to come out.
No, I said that in the original language, it's built up pretty strongly.
Well, this is the language we've got.
This has been watered down some on that point. Excuse me, just... Excuse me, I had to sneeze.
Yes, the original language said that the... didn't say people, it said power.
Right.
It really meant Cuba, and now we don't identify it.
Right. Because I do think, Mr. President, that and I also think this statement separates the legitimate Boche people from these fellows, and I think that part of it is useful. I've got Tom Mann and George Ball here with me.
I polled Tom Mann, got his approval, and
is this paragraph all right? I think we would agree with that, Mr. President.
Okay. All right.
All right.